Good morning. This is Luis Ejido, CEO of Logista Group from Madrid, to present the first half 2005 results. Welcome to all of you. We'll try to explain, to follow the presentation, and then to have enough time to answer your questions. So starting in page number four, in the slide number four, the results of this first half this year has been very positive in terms of operational performance, absolutely aligned with our expectations. In terms of sales and revenues, we have got 2.1% below per year, almost 4.5 billion euros, due to the two factors. One, first is the volumes declines, slight volumes declines, 0.7%, and also the lower retail selling price increases in France and the increase of the low price brands in Spain and Italy. In terms of eco sales, remember that past year was a positive effect of the release of the tax litigation in the first half of 2014. Meanwhile, this year we don't have it. So in terms of like-for-like comparison, we have growth in the eco sales, in the recurring activity, but the whole figure is minus 3.5%, reaching 494 million euros. Due to the cost control, continuous measures implemented by the company, we have increased the EBIT margin over economic sales in 1.11%, 111 basis points. In terms of net income, we have increased by 16.2% to 47 million. Remember that past year was some impairment test. And also good news in free cash flow, because of the seasonality of our business, we are in the weakest half. As you know, this first half is, in terms of sales, is lower than the full year. But we have had minus 313 million euros free cash flow, which is 200 million better than past year. And then you have to consider as well, in terms of balance sheet, that we paid the dividend past semester of 56 cents. So summarizing, I think we continue exploiting our solid business model. We are growing the results, and then we have also practically offset all of the non-recurring elements in the first half of past year. Reviewing a little bit the business, globally speaking, and then by country, in page number six, well, talking about Iberia, the macroeconomic environment continually improving, so we are benefiting of the recovering of the economy in Spain and Portugal, basically impacting our business in transport and in pharma and other business. It's not the case in publications and lottery, marginal business, as you know, in our scope today, due to the difficult situation of these sectors. In terms of tobacco, there is a stable market trend in terms of volumes, but growing the downtrading in the low segment brands. In France, the macroeconomic environment is not still recovered, continues weak, and then we have to remark also the recovering of the volumes because there were not price increase at the beginning of the year, as happened in all of many years during the past 10 years. Then we continue with our rationalization portfolio in other business, basically in convenience out of tobacco shops. In Italy, the macroeconomic is a little bit in between France and Spain. This is still difficult, but stagnant. The increase of prices didn't impact a lot in the volumes reduction in tobacco, even though the increase of the down trading as well in the low price category. And then the main driver here is the full implementation of our new operation model, which is, as you know, something implemented in the past years, which is now fully implemented, fully in place, and we are boosting our EBIT and practically reaching the same margin, EBIT percentage of margin, as we had in France and Spain, as was our commitment in the past years. Incorporate a slight increase in this half of 300,000 euros in corporate. So all together are the elements that driven these results, the one we explained before. Going a little bit in detail by country, in Iberia, page number 7, well, the volumes are practically stable in tobacco, slightly positive. In the comparison, you see that in Spain is the only country in which the revenues are positive because the price increase happened this year in the first in January, as well as the 5 cents increase happening in the second half of the past year. So there are 10 cents prices increase in the like-for-like comparison. The distribution contract with Philip Morris has been signed with a duration of 5 years. And then we are also growing in convenience products, which is our portfolio more diversified from tobacco. It's not smoking items, but the rest of convenience products. In transport, as you can see, the economic sales have grown by 8%. So it means to superate by far our commitment to doubling the GDP in Spain in all of the segments, long distance, courier, and parcel. In terms of other business, we continue with the growth in direct distribution in pharma. We also have performed quite well in the rest of the business, considering the weak situation of the market. So books is going well, even though it's consolidating from the beginning under the equity method. So it is a little bit, let's say, a restatement of the restated in our accounts. And then altogether, with the cost control and efficiency measures continually improving in our continual measures in order to get the operation, the excellence in operations, we have got, and partially we have offset the impact of the non-recurring element on the EBIT past year, reaching 50 million euros EBIT this half. In France, due to the lack of prices increase in January, as it was absolutely the habit in the past years, we have a more stable, minus 1.7% more stable market in terms of volumes. It's true that our sales in wholesaling has been impacted by the weak economic environment and also the fall in e-cigarette that historically past year was very, very, very important in France. You know? And in telephony or in e-recharge, the decrease in telephone and phone cards has been offset by the e-transaction in other products, so we are practically stable. And in other business, you can imagine that in a weak environment, the convenience channels where the price is not the most important driver for the consumption are more impacted. So we are suffering a little bit this lack of consumption as well as the rationalization process we are doing in our portfolio of customers in convenience, I repeat, out of tobacconists. So the situation is the environment much more challenging, so we are responding with bigger measures of cost control. So in this case, the EBIT is around 33 million euros. In Italy, the situation is much more stable. After the price increase, the volume reduction is just 2%, and basically in the full semester, it has been less than 1% in terms of volumes. Remember that in Italy, there were not a price increase practically in the three past years. Again, there is a downtrading phenomenon. Now the price in the low segment are reaching practically 25% of the market. We are also selling additional services to manufacturers in terms of the information, databases, etc., transport, etc. And then we are also boosted the wholesaling activity due to our implementation of the new operational model similar to the one we have in France and in Spain, getting more than 150 small, let's say, points of services, so the famous small wholesalers or magazzini. So in global terms, Italy reflects this situation and basically the implementation, as I said before, of the full implementation of our operational model. So in this case, the growth in EBIT is quite important, 64%, 12 million euros approximately, getting 28 million euros in terms of EBIT. Now, Manuel Suárez, the CFO, and sorry about that because I didn't introduce that we were together, Manuel Suárez, CFO of the company, and Gloria Martín, Investor Relations, you know very well of them. So, Manuel, if you wanted to continue.
Sorry to interrupt, this is Gloria Martín speaking. I only want to remind you that you can send your questions, if you have any, through the website. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Logista 2015 first half results confirm the basic trends announced by the company since its IPO. Solid business model with stable results and improving profitability in a still difficult or improving economic environment. You see in slide 11 that in spite of a decrease of 2.1% in revenues caused by a softening decrease in volumes not fully offset by lower than expected tobacco retail sale prices increases and higher market share of the low price segment, the adjusted EBIT grew by 1.8%. We will analyze now a bit deeper these numbers to isolate the effect of non-recurring transactions. Economic sales included last year, as Luis mentioned before, around 30 million euros due to the settlement in the tribunals of some fiscal cases. Excluding this impact, the recurring activity of the company has clearly improved last year's figure, more than offsetting the decrease in revenues. Part of this net increase in eco sales comes from a different timing in the increase in tobacco retail sales prices that favors this H1 comparison, although we expect that by year-end, price increases will be very similar as a whole to the one of last year, and a bit below what we were expecting at the beginning of the year. The management of cost has improved the profitability of our operations, adding more than one full percentage point to it. Although it has to be mentioned that the settlement of some legal claims had a positive impact, around 8 million euros in H1 2015, and a negative one of 7 million euros last year. The net effect is that operating costs were reduced by 1.2% while delivering a higher economic sales figure. As a consequence, adjusted EBIT grew by 1.8%, including the effect of the settlement of legal claims that represent minus 15 million euros and a recurring result improvement of plus 17 million euros, implying a 20% growth in recurring results. The weaker economic environment in France has made convenient to increase the amount in restructuring in that country. We expect the amount for the rest of the year to be much smaller than the one already committed, 2 or 3 more million euros. The non-cash charge for the amortization of the intangibles in France follows its normal path. There has been no impairments on H1, and we do not see any for the rest of the year. According to new applicable accounting rules, IFRS 11, our book business is now consolidated by the equity method, and the financials of H1 14 have been restated accordingly. You see in slide 12 that all the operating results shown in the previous page, combined with the financial results and the corporate income taxes, allow Logista to deliver a strong net profit growth in the period. Financial results do not show any non-recurring effect in 2015, while in H1 2014 there were €8 million as non-recurring revenues. Excluding this effect, the amount is the same in both years, affected mainly by lower interest rates and lower carrying cost of provisions in 2015. Effective tax rate has decreased to 35%, being positively affected by a higher portion of the profit coming from Italy and Spain. As a consequence, as already said, the net income for the period is €47 million, plus 16.2% on last year. In slide 13 are the investments of the company, and although total investments for the year are expected to be in line with 2014, there is a certain time difference in IT investments, representing roughly one-third of total investments, to develop our differentiated offer in the market. Total figures continues being relatively low for the size of the group, reflecting our assets-light business model. The free cash flow of the period is marked by the working capital seasonality that determines this period of the year as the lowest in terms of cash available. The EBITDA has been €124 million. There has been practically no payments against provisions, as happened last year, and the working capital is working capital variation is minus €410 million, which improves in more than €100 million the figure of the year 14. The investments, as already seen, have been a bit below last year, and altogether the free cash flow has been €200 million better. It is worth to recall here that during this period, in February, the group paid a dividend of 56 cents per share as committed in our IPO. The dividend policy remains unchanged, to distribute 90% of reported net income as dividend, of which one-third of the notional dividend of the previous year will be paid as interim dividend during the fourth quarter, and the rest in the second quarter of the following year. According to this policy, next dividend must be paid around August this year for an amount of approximately €31 million. As a conclusion, in page 15, you can see that the financials of Logista can confirm the main attributes of our business model. Very resilient business, growing sales and results in a situation of decreasing revenues, gaining efficiencies and improving profitability to 21.3% EBIT margin through cost management, keeping a solid cash generation that improved free cash flow for the period in €200 million, and all this to support an attractive dividend policy. Now I pass the word again to Luis that will guide you through the business perspective for the coming months.
Thank you, Manuel. Well, the outlook for the second half and the full 2015 year is the following one. So we think and we estimate that the tobacco volumes will continue with a similar stable trend. We think that is not easy. More retail prices increase from the several manufacturers, even though it's a decision taken by them, but the environment is not the more appropriate because of the increase of the down trading. So we don't expect this year additional prices increase. We continue with the commercial efforts in wholesaling, so the situation is improving in Italy, and we expect also in Spain. And in the rest of the activity, basically in transport, we will continue with the trend of the past year. So we will continue growing at a higher level of the GDP. So we have practically four times. So we think we will fulfill our commitment of doubling the GDP growth. We continue also in a positive trend on the pharma distribution to the pharmacies, because in the pre-wholesaling, in distribution to the hospitals, we are the leader. We continue enjoying this position. And for sure,
we will continue ensuring the continuous cost control measures and to improve the efficiency of the company. So altogether, we think that we will perform as expected. We will grow our EBIT margin as committed also for this year and the following, but talking about this year. We have taken also into consideration that there will not be the impairments as happened past year, so it will impact positively on the net income. So and we, of course, confirm our 90% of dividends payout about our net income. So altogether, we think that the year will be very, very stable in terms of operational results. It's in line with our expectation, even though our expectations are higher every day. So I think it's performing even better than we thought at the beginning of the year, with some tougher environment in terms of pricing, basically, that all you know is simply an element which is impacting the one-off in the inventory revaluation. So altogether, we can ensure that at the end of the year, a lower single-digit growth will be in place. So we are practically confirming these results of the first half, projecting to the end of the year in terms of percentage will be quite similar. No. Once I that, we are open absolutely to answer your questions. So I think that the Gloria could read the question you are sending, and we will answer all of them the best possible way.
Thank you very much, Luis. First question by Penelope Badger from Morgan Stanley. Other business revenues in both Spain and France show sizable decline in the first half 2015. Could you explain what initiatives the company is taking to address this? Are there new product lines that can help offset declines in lottery and telephony products?
Well, in terms of revenues, it's absolutely clear. We are reducing, but not in terms of eco sales. So in terms of eco sales, we have grown by 2.2%. And because the difference between revenues and eco sales is sometimes we sell products, or in terms of we include in the cost of the goods. In other cases, we simply invoice the fee. So revenues are an element as a reference. It's relevant. The most important one is eco sales. But once I say that, it's true that we expect to improve these figures, both revenues and eco sales. Of course, we are taking this all of the measures. So basically, we are in Italy boosting the sales thanks to this logistics operational model, very efficient now. We are boosting the commercial activity, increasing the added value in this 150 local services point, being very close to the point of sales, implementing many initiatives and reinforcing the sales force. So we think this is a natural evolution will improve the results. In Spain, we are also taking advantage of this new legislation that allows to the tobacco shops to increase the portfolio, the number, the range of the products to be commercialized. So here we are improving both in terms of portfolio and also in terms of margins. And then in France, we are trying to optimize, as I explained before, the portfolio because you know, due to the difficulties on the consumption, the natural trend for the competitor is to reduce pricing. So we don't want to enter in these typical world prices. So we are making an effort in restructuring the networks and the organization of our companies in order to be much more efficient and also to concentrate our efforts in the portfolio which is profitable today. When the situation will be recovered, we will retake this expansion. So altogether, I think the situation in the second half will be improved. Regarding the lines of decline, to offset the decline in lottery and telephony products. Okay, in terms of telephony products of e-recharge, is clear. We are distributing in France and also in Spain parking cards, gift cards, many of them. At the point we are keeping the stability of our activity in a market which is declining. So we are working very proactively in the e-recharge sector. And in terms of new lines, basically the idea we have is to enlarge, to increase our portfolio of products. So we, as explained before, basically in Spain, which was the shorter, the most reduced portfolio we had, we're increasing it thanks to the new legislation and preparing for September, after summer, a launching of a new portfolio much more relevant than the one we have today, much more diversified. No?
Now we have three questions from Juan Ross from BBVA. Restructuring costs are 10 million euros year to date. What level can we expect for full year 15? Could you explain which are the core actions taken?
Okay, yes. I think this second half will add between 2-3 million euros more, so we will get 12-13 million euros in terms of restructuring. As explained to you, the weakness on the French business obliged to us to take more, additional measures than were expected at the beginning of the year, but we have to react immediately to the movements or to the evolution of the markets in order to ensure the results, as you can imagine. So this is the reason why we are a little bit higher. It's not the case in Italy, even though the implementation of the new system, the new model, and a little bit in Spain in some business that we are also trying to streamline. In terms of the core actions taken, well, all of them is, as I have explained sometimes, is the name of the game is variabilizing the cost, adapting our structure to the activity. So we have to react very clear. You all know that our model is the vertical wholesaler. So to have to concentrate the operation above in a big centers to be automatized, and then to variabilize the cost thanks to the transport, and transport by definition is a variable cost if you concentrate the activity above. So I think it's basically what we are doing, which is exactly the essence of the restructuring in Italy. So we are concentrating more and more all the activities. It's not solo, it's not only handling, it's also orders reception, orders control, call center, incidents, solution, etc. Everything is concentrated, CRM, etc., etc. So basically, the name of the game is to concentrate, to variabilize, and then, of course, we are reducing people in the, let's say, in the second level, in the points of service close to the point of sales, to our customers. This impacts also in the cost reduction of transport, because we are again reducing and optimizing the routes thanks to our let's say tools, absolutely automatic and absolutely working online. So basically, this is the element, adapting all of our structure really to the evolution of the market, and is concentrating in big centers, and thanks to this concentration we get synergies. We need less people. Basically concentration in industrial plan, reducing people, etc. It's more changing processes, which allows us again this year to maintain this break between the 2-3 points between the eco sales evolution and cost evolution. So this is the explanation of the cost reduction.
Next question from Juan Ross. What level of CAPEX can we expect for the year? With the first half 15 figures, seems that it's be more 28, 30 million euros rather than to 35 million euros in fiscal year 14.
the level of CapEx of this first quarter, first half, excuse me, is has more to do with timing difference. So we still expect for the whole of the year to have a figure that is going to be much closer to the 35 of last year than to the trend of this year. Figure that slightly below, something like 33 million euros could be the correct one.
And so far, final question from Juan Ross. Can you guide us on a fiscal year 15 effective tax rate? Can we expect 260 basis point improvement for the fiscal year 15 as in first half?
Our guidance of the effective tax rate has been 35%, and we still think that that's the correct figure to be included. There could be still some accounting improvement because of the final judgment on the deferred taxes and liabilities, but that would be small and always for the better and pure accounting again. But 35 is the one we're giving as guidance.
There are no more questions, so I just thank you very much for attending the call. And now Luis Ejido
okay.
will close there.
Okay, if there is not any question, any additional question, I would like to add my to you. Thank you very much for your attention, for your interest, for following the company, and we expect, as I say, to confirm this term in the full year in 2015. Thank you very much.